Welcome to Nutty Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. Today, we're diving deep into the fascinating evolution of RAG systems, from simple retrieval to the cutting-edge world of agentic reasoning and knowledge graphs.
Wow, that sounds intense. So we've moved past just pulling info from a database? I'm all ears.
Absolutely. Remember the good old days of 2024? RAG was all about retrieving info, adding a few shot examples, and getting an LLM-generated answer. Basic, right?
Yeah, pretty much. So what's changed?
Everything. We're talking test time compute, agent-based reasoning, knowledge graphs, the whole shebang. Think DeepSeek, Gemini 2.0, reasoning LLMs providing explanations, not just answers.
Hold on, agents? Like secret agents?
Not quite. Imagine a finance scenario. You have options A and B for investments. You have a code agent crunching numbers, calculating returns, and a search agent scouring the internet for real-time data, competitor info, all in real time.
Okay, so these agents are like specialized tools for the LLM.
Precisely. And then there's the knowledge graph agent. It takes all that agent-gathered data and builds a knowledge graph specific to your query. Imagine dynamic memory. It feeds back into the reasoning process for even better analysis, exploring more investment options.
So it's like the LLM learns and adapts on the fly? That's wild.
Exactly. And it's way more advanced than just a 2D mind map. This is multidimensional knowledge representation.
But how do we actually build these knowledge graphs? Sounds complicated.
There are different approaches. The University of Oxford is doing some fascinating work. But, I actually have a simplified method, a little hack, if you will.
Ooh, a hack. Tell me more.
I basically manually feed the agent-gathered data into the reasoning process. I become the agent. I see what the LLM is looking for and provide that data in a second turn. Once I have a solid reasoning path, I use standard code to build the knowledge graph.
So you're like training the system by example. Interesting. But what about the Oxford research? What are they finding?
They're seeing improved performance with their agent-based reasoning. They're calling it agentic reasoning, surpassing even Gemini DeepSeek in some cases.
Impressive. But I'm curious, they mentioned something about tool calls being a success indicator. Doesn't that seem a bit arbitrary?
I agree. More tool calls don't necessarily equal better performance. Sometimes a simple solution is the best.
Makes sense. Any other insights from their research?
They're also exploring this framework as a reward model for reinforcement learning. This could be a game changer for training reasoning models.
That's huge. So what does the future hold for RAG systems?
I see a shift from RAG to RARS, reasoning on agentic reasoning structures. It's all about knowledge-driven, graph-based reasoning, with LLMs operating on reduced complexity graphs for superior performance. And don't tell anyone, I'm calling it RARS. Catchy, right? Think of it like the next evolution of RAG.
RARS, I like it. So from databases to dynamic knowledge graphs, the future of AI reasoning is definitely looking bright.
Absolutely. And that's all the time we have for today's show. Thanks for tuning in to Nutty Show, your go-to podcast for all things cooking, tech, and finance. Until next time, stay nutty.
Goodbye.